You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Shut Up a Second. My name's Hayden. Cass is here too. Hi, Cass.
Hi, Hayden.
This is natural and fun. We have a natural back and forth. That's good. Oh, boy.
Oh, and today we're joined by Adam.
Hello. It's nice to be here.
It's lovely to have you.
I hope there's the old adage that every episode is someone's first episode. And what a first episode it is.
It's also someone's last episode, probably. And I understand why. And today we're talking snail.
Make that noise?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think maybe they would if you were closer.
On Wikipedia, their noises are listed as munch and crunch.
What?
I want to hear them eating.
What? They go, munch and crunch?
They munch and crunch. Lettuce.
They eat crunchy food.
Grass. Do the snails eat grass?
I have no idea. No, they eat leaves. They'll eat your leaves. They eat your plants.
Yeah. So why wouldn't they eat grass?
And they eat your letters as well.
Yeah, oh God, yeah. Adam.
They love crunchy food.
Me and you live together.
Yeah.
And the people didn't know.
Shh.
And my word, does our letterbox have so many goddamn snails.
Yeah, they
love
it.
I tried everything. I've tried crushing up eggshells and putting them in. They don't care. I've tried putting in a whole bunch of rubber bands. Apparently they don't like that.
Tip salt water in it so that when it dries out, it's lined with salt.
Oh, that's good.
I was thinking salt of a sort as well, yeah.
I've got a sea salt spray that I use.
I've also got a sea salt spray that I use.
Well, obviously not. You don't use it.
Yeah, I do. I've got it in my hair right now.
Oh, I see. You don't use it for mail.
Or snail mail. Well, Adam's a mail.
Yeah, I do use it on mail.
Use it for mail.
Yeah. Although it is gender. It doesn't say that it's gendered sea salt spray.
Wait, yours has got other stuff in it?
No, it's just sea salt spray.
Did you buy it?
Yeah.
You can make it for free, couldn't you?
I suppose.
It'd cost you the salt. But
it cost you the salt. I mean, you're right.
I'm paying for someone else to know the exact right amount and whatnot.
Well, I did trial by error, and the error's fine. I just put in as much salt as would dissolve in boiling water. Turns out that's too much. I think I did about 50-50 ratio, and then I Googled it, and seawater is 3% salt.
Yeah, it's not like sugar syrup.
You had some salty ass fucking hair.
Yeah, so I would spray the salt in my hair. I've been on a journey of trying to
get in your eyes, and you go blind. And
why wouldn't you just go to the shops, get the sea salt spray, and check what their listed ingredients are?
Because they don't do percentages. They just say water, salt.
But then they've got other stuff.
Well, how would you know? You've never had a sea salt. Maybe it does.
This is how ingredients
work. They put other things in the salt.
They will sometimes list a percentage.
Yeah, you're right. Actually,
very rarely,
you're
though. Right.
They could. I've not checked, and I'm guessing Cass hasn't checked either. None of us know.
They all have weird stuff in them. My sea salt spray that I used as a child had coconut in it.
Oh, there you go. See, you're also paying for the coconut.
Yeah, so I didn't. So I started making my own.
But wouldn't they be like, oh, it's coconut seawater? It's coconut salt water?
No, it's sea salt spray. Sea salt spray is a hairspray that has salt in it, but it has other stuff in it too.
No, but what I'm saying is, are they selling it as, this is salt water, and then you check the back, and oh, there's coconut in
here. Yeah, actually, you know what, Cass? I don't know if there's anything else in my sea salt spray.
I promise you there is.
Well, good. Then I'm paid for that as well. Then I'm getting a bargain.
Probably MSG.
I was going to pay for just the water and salt, and they're giving me extra crap.
Like what, just chemicals? Various chemicals?
Yeah, various chemicals.
Sure, whatever. I'm sure it's good. It works. I wonder.
Yeah, it does
look
great.
So. Thank
you. It does look great. Yeah. I guess whatever I was going to say.
It does reek like salt in here, though. So.
Oh, I started putting...
Well, good, because I'm quite smelly.
I started putting cocoa powder directly into my hair.
Yeah.
There was a time
like hot chocolate?
Yeah. Oh. No, not with sugar, just literal cocoa powder.
Have you already told me this, or is my partner also doing this? You've already told me this.
I've already told you this. I went camping a year or two ago.
And tripped over and fell into the cocoa powder. And I thought, this is going to be a lot of lift.
No, I came back from camping and I was like having a girl's night. I was like, oh my God, my hair is amazing after camping. And I think it's because I was camping in the summer. It was really dusty. So dust got in my hair. So it was like it worked as a dry shampoo. But because my hair is really dark, I can't really use a lot of dry shampoo. So I was like, dirt is good. I need to find myself some clean dirt. And then a very wise woman who I was at the girls' night was like, looked at me in a bit of horror and said, you can make dry shampoo out of cocoa powder and cornstarch. You don't need clean dirt. those things exist. And I was like, wow, you're so clever. Anyway, I didn't buy cornstarch, but I bought a cafe.
Big bag of clean dirt.
No, I had cocoa powder at home. And then I bought one of those, I found it on sale, one of those chocolate shakers that they use at the cafes. So now I have one that I think says like Mio coffee on it, and it's just full of cocoa powder, and I just put that on my head sometimes. And it stopped me touching my hair, because anytime I touch my hair, my fingernails get covered in cocoa powder and I look filthy. So it's really helpful, because I also don't touch my hair anymore. And it's been really good. And now I was just lying in bed on my tummy the other day, because it's really good to, like, if you turn the electric blanket on high, it feels like that's how I imagine a lizard would feel in a hot rock. And I was doing my work, and it just smelt like I was baking a chocolate cake, because all the cocoa powder had gone onto my bed.
Yeah, doesn't it stain stuff, though?
I haven't noticed. Okay. I mean, and when you have a shower, it's hot water on cocoa powder, so it smells like a cake.
Oh, my God. There you go. So what does it do? Like, just soaks up the grease?
Yeah.
Huh.
And it gives a richness, a redness to my dark roots.
Have you got it in now?
No.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, yeah, the room smells like sea salt, not cocoa.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Does it like, cover your greys too? Does it make your greys brown? Because you got so many greys, Cass.
I haven't noticed. Maybe it does. Although I do have to, like, wipe a bit of... I don't have cotton buds, so I've wiped a bit of toilet paper on my part, because it does make your
you're
head brown.
Your head crack. That's
yeah,
fun.
I have to wipe the brown off my head crack. But yeah, I smelling amazing, having a good time.
Hey, can I ask?
No.
Never mind. Keep going.
Nah. Okay. You can tell me.
So, do you? All right.
Yeah.
If someone tells you that they. So, last night.
Yes.
I was at my partner's, and I was like, oh, because I am significantly taller than my partner. So, if something's going on with their hair, I'm aware.
Yeah.
I know what's happening.
You know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I was like, your hair smells really lovely tonight. What have you put in it? And my partner's like, oh, I don't like that you've noticed that. Because the product they'd put in their hair was like it was like a night routine. And they were like, I don't like that you've noticed that, because it's reminded me that my hair feels no good because of the product or whatever that they put in. So what would you, here's a question.
Yeah.
Because this caused a heated conversation. Uh-huh. Would you rather that your hair smells nice or feels nice?
Oh,
because I came strong in the camp of
smells nice. Yeah.
What? No, feels.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
Do you mean feels nice as in like you're sitting there being like this, it feels good? Or like as in just the texture of your hair?
I imagine absence of gross feeling. It honestly depends on what I'm doing with my day.
Sometimes you get really greasy hair.
Absence of gross feeling is what my partner would prefer.
Yeah, I'll take feel any day of the week.
See?
I prefer smell.
See, if I...
That's because you guys are living for other people. You know that, man?
Well, I've
well, no, I like the smell
as
well.
But you don't even notice it over the day, do you?
Oh, yeah. Your hair's not long enough. My hair gets stinky.
In a good way stinky?
No.
Oh, God.
Sometimes I get a waft and be like, God, I need to wash my hair.
Well, my hair never stinks, even when it was long, so...
It probably did.
I don't think it did.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
I don't think it did.
I never notice if my hair smells bad, but I do notice if my hair smells nice.
Yeah, if my hair gets dirty, quite often it'll look nice.
Yeah, I do find that there's a little bit of a period before.
Before
my hair looks like absolute.
It's worn in.
Yeah, before it looks like absolute shit.
And because then I can put like heaps of stuff up on the roots, and then I can put lots of oil at the bottom. So then it's like a nice, even, like all my curls are defined. I've got some volume. So I'm going to go for smell nice.
Mm. Smell nice. Hayden's feel nice.
I'm currently really needing a wash. And I'm going to love it when I do. I'm going to fill myself up with cocoa powder.
I reckon also an element of this, in Hayden's opinion, this is my opinion about Hayden's opinion.
Uh-huh.
An element of this is because Hayden has, compared to you or me, Cass, Hayden has bigger, boofier hair.
He has a lot more hair.
And I feel like if hair feels uncomfortable, it's a lot more noticeable if you've got big, boofy hair. That's just an opinion I have that I can't back up with any reasoning.
Yeah,
wait, so you're saying it's better for me to feel good because it'll look nicer?
No, you just have more hair.
Yeah,
if our hair feels bad, it could only ever be about 60% of what you feel.
Yeah, you're right.
So much hair.
I've got so much hair.
It's big and boofy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, If you had to excrete a mucus every time you walked or sat or touched a surface, a la the humble snail, a famously hairless creature, where? From where? Because feet's the obvious one, but it doesn't have to be.
Well, see,
soles then your socks would get so squidgy.
Am I sticky? Like, can I maneuver? How does it affect? All right, so if it's coming out of the bottom of my feet, how does this affect my walking?
Can you walk up walls?
Can snails walk up walls?
Yeah.
Wait, can they?
Yeah. Do you never seen the snail on the side of something?
But not anything that's wet. They can't. Oh, no, sorry, not anything that's too dry.
I'm trying to imagine a whale going up. A whale.
A snail.
A snail going up a wall.
Yeah.
They go up plants and stuff like that all the time as well.
Yeah, you're right. But up a flat wall, I can't
picture. I reckon they could. I've seen them go up a rock wall, like the outside of a house or something.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe.
I reckon they're limited on their surfaces.
Are you sure they can't go up a dry thing?
I think maybe it's like if it's too dry, they can't, because they move heaps when it rains because everything's a bit wet and I think it's a bit comfier for them.
Okay.
So take that into consideration.
Yeah. Does that mean that I can't walk on super dry things?
You can probably...
Oh, or does it mean I just can't climb up something that's super dry?
Probably just can't climb up something.
Well, then I'd rather have it on my feet. Because then...
But then your socks would be yuck the whole day.
I would probably wear feet socks and shoes a lot less.
You wear like 3 or 4 layers of socks.
No, that's worse.
Mm. Yeah, you just have soaked little...
I would do it from the tips of my fingers.
Oh, yeah?
Anytime your tips of fingers would touch something,
they'd
leave little...
But what about when you're holding something?
Gloves. Checkmate.
I reckon
that's wet gloves is worse than wet socks, no, in my opinion.
I reckon my entire back.
Ugh.
But then you can't even climb somewhere.
Yeah,
you can't use it for your advantage then. I could be like Spider-Man and climb up the wall with the tips of my fingers.
I think I'd rather not. I think I can never lie down again. Oh, no, but it'll get in my clothes.
Of course, it gets everywhere.
How did you not know that?
I wasn't imagining myself dressed.
Maybe, you know what? I'd have it from the back of my throat so that I'm always doing little spits.
Oh, you know what, actually? On my head. Because I like if I do it right, a wet look is all right. And then it's got the sticky nature. It's just kind of like I always have gel in my hair.
Yeah, like a disgusting, horrific, stinky gel.
Is it stinky?
But then if you've got the mucus thing, you couldn't...
Wait, is it stinky? Because as we've established, I don't want that.
Well, I don't know. It might not be stinky. But the thing is, you couldn't use a sea salt spray because then you'd shrivel up and die.
I wouldn't need the sea salt spray.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's crazy that they do different things, but that one would replace the other.
Yeah.
Go back the opposite.
I had eternally nice hair, I reckon, in my opinion.
If you had leaking...
mucus?
Yeah.
You just comb through all day?
I'd probably
you'd become a comb boy. You'd have a little flip-out comb.
I would.
You'd have to comb the
mucus. I'd be like a greaser. Like my heroes.
I, for some reason, Adam, imagined you already doing that, having a comb on you at most times.
No, I don't. I have a chapstick on me at most times.
I think you could become a comb guy.
I get dry lips.
We all get dry lips.
You should get out of the pocket of big chapstick, man. Because the more you use it, the more you feel like you need to use it.
I need hand moisturizer and lip moisturizer because I maybe at any point in time have scurvy and my pores just open and crack apart.
You don't have scurvy.
I might.
You don't have scurvy.
When was the last time I drank lemon juice? Yeah, that's right.
I've
made you cocktails with lemon juice in it, not that recently, but recently enough.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
At least 2 months ago.
Yeah, maybe.
You have lime heaps.
I should make you more cocktails.
You should. Sorry?
You have lime heaps.
When do I have lime?
Cocktails.
Well, I haven't had cocktails in ages. I could be getting scurvy right
now. You didn't have Mexican food?
Not in a while.
Some oranges one time when you were sick. What was that?
That was. Thank you for that.
That's okay.
Well, yeah, but that was also ages ago.
I kept trying to get him to eat grapefruit. He's like, I don't like grapefruit. I was going to give you a bit of grapefruit.
I hate grapefruit as well.
No, grapefruit's good. Trust me. Eat the grapefruit.
I'm not having grapefruit. I hate grapefruit.
Yeah, that's crazy because it's my favorite fruit.
What's that? You just said you hate it.
What? No, I was being you.
Oh, okay.
I was switching seamlessly back and forth.
Well, you said I hate grapefruit, and I just believed it so much because it's so easy to believe that someone could hate grapefruit because it's awful.
What's that grapefruit diet? It's like half a grapefruit every morning, but don't you put something on it?
Sugar, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm.
Yeah, I reckon if you're going all day. Yeah.
The grapefruit diet.
Grapefruit diet.
You know why they call it the grapefruit diet? Because you want to die.
Because you're grapefruit and eat it.
Okay, it's just grapefruit, but you can also just drink the juice of a grapefruit.
To drink the juice of a grapefruit.
That like grapefruit has some kind of magical thing in it that makes you lose weight?
It says, the claim is that grapefruit has fat-burning enzymes.
I bet it doesn't.
I'm sure it does not. Despite anecdotal evidence, there's no research that supports claims of this fat-burning enzyme. So the anecdotal evidence being, hey, I literally only ate grapefruits and I got really thin.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That's an eating disorder.
Yeah, if you eat basically nothing but one thing and then very little of that one thing, you probably will lose weight and it's not going to be good for you.
No, it's bad for you. Did you?
Oh, yeah. Jesus. In some versions of the diet. Okay, so I'm finding out you eat more than just grapefruit.
Yeah.
But you have like half a grapefruit with every meal. And you some versions you have 800 calories a day at max.
Is that not enough? I don't know calories. What's the normal?
That is not enough.
What's normal, no. Like 1,500?
I think
1,500 is low.
Yeah, oh. I think for an adult male, it's like 3,300.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
It's not enough.
Do you remember it was kind of went viral maybe like a year or two ago. It was like Vogue or Cosmo had like a diet and was just like black coffee, one apple at lunch, drink an entire bottle of white wine.
Yeah, the white wine diet, the white wine crash diet.
Yeah, it looked actually like a lot of fun.
It looked, yeah, because yeah.
Real bad for you.
Wine and egg diet.
And cigarettes, I think. Yeah, that's right. It was egg mostly. Like you have like one bottle of egg.
That's an awful thing to add in a
bunch
diet.
Of cigarettes, black coffee.
Don't
and
cigarettes
white
actually?
Wine.
Okay. Wait, do cigarettes suppress?
Yeah,
or
they suppress your appetite. Yeah. Mm.
Okay, I found the list. Okay, here's the menu: breakfast, one hard boiled egg, one glass of white wine, dry
for breakfast.
Yeah, preferably a Chablis. A Chablis?
I don't know.
Chablis, black coffee.
Schneebly.
Okay, ready? Lunch: two eggs, ideally hard boiled but poached if necessary. Two glasses of white wine, black coffee. Dinner, 5-ounce steak grilled with black pepper and lemon juice.
Oh, that's all right. That's
remainder of white wine, one bottle allowed per day. Black coffee.
Black coffee before you go to bed?
Yep.
My word.
That sounds like absolute hell.
This person's doing it. Oh, my God.
How'd they go?
Let's scroll to the bottom. I think there's a lot of photos of them looking a bit drunk.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I can't imagine what do you think they were having that might make them seem drunk?
It was probably the lack of food. They get a bit
dizzy.
It was a blood sugar thing, probably.
Yeah, possibly.
Okay,
yeah.
So she lost 7.2 pounds in 3 days.
Well, yeah, no shit, she didn't eat.
I wasn't surprised by how hungry or spaced out I was on this bizarre diet. Yeah.
Love a news article.
But what I didn't expect was how it would affect me emotionally. The sadness I felt at night was something else.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate how damn lucky I am to not go to bed hungry in a whole new way now. I love wine, but it is a depressant, and without a more normal amount of food to help blunt the effects of alcohol, I think I was experiencing a little bit of that sad drunk girl crying in the bathroom syndrome.
And for like a whole 2 weeks or however long it's for.
Oh, my God.
Fucking hell.
Huh. Who would have thought this wouldn't have been a good thing for your brain?
Crazy.
She was like, do not do this. It is very bad.
Drinking a bottle of wine a day, I can't imagine. Maybe you'll lose weight, but I don't think you'll live very long.
Yeah, from tears. It's water weight.
Oh, fuck, you beat me to it.
Have you guys seen the Queen's diet? And she just is pretty constantly buzzed all the time. Like she has like a shandy or something with her like mid-morning snack. And then just from then on is like drinking one or two standard drinks every couple of hours.
Goddamn.
Gin and tonic with lunch,
a
couple of glasses
her.
With wine. Yeah.
To keep her alive.
That's how she's alive. She's full of brine.
Look,
it works well for her. She's a million years old.
Well, hey,
and it's probably the fact that it's the drinking, not that she's incredibly rich with the entire world's resources at her fingertips.
I can't imagine being like a multimillionaire extends one's life. I mean, how would that work?
I will say, though, that once Hayden and I, our family dog, we had to give her to a better home because no one was home anymore and it wasn't nice to keep her. And the place we gave her to, they asked if our dog drank rooibos tea. And we were like, pardon? Pardon, we must have misheard you. What was that?
Yeah.
And the dog that they had, they gave a cup of rooibos tea every day.
It's like caffeine-free green tea, right?
I don't think it's caffeine-free, is it?
Yeah, it's caffeine-free. But they did put a spoon of sugar in it.
There's nothing wrong necessarily with a spoon of sugar.
Yeah.
Well, so, and then we looked at the other dog who was a tiny little dog and that dog was in its
jittery
late teens. And we were like, I guess it can't kill them.
It was funny because this is the dog, our dog Sadie, and we had to give her away, and she went to a farm upstate for real.
She literally has gone to live out her days on a farm.
And, like, it sounds too good to be true because, like, she gets tea every night. She got tucked in every
it
night
does
as well. But they sent us photos.
Yeah.
We saw it happening.
It's my friend's parents, and my dog now sleeps on a mattress I have slept on. Like, yeah. They folded this, like, little foam mattress in half and would tuck the dog in at night.
Yeah, like, give her a whole blanket for
they
herself.
Give her a blanket. They're
this
like,
is the most elaborate lie I have ever heard of.
Hides mattresses and stuff, yeah.
Yeah,
and the guy's retired and he's just walking around all day on the farm, so the dog's on a constant walk.
I want someone to come walk with me. We're like, she loves that.
She loves
that. That's, like, her favorite thing. Yeah. Also, like, they prepare roasted meals for the dogs.
Yeah, they cook for them.
Yeah.
I remember one time I used to have a dog growing up as well. And my mom gave her some of our leftovers. And from that point forward, that dog chose to starve rather than eat anything other than our leftovers. That, yeah. I swear to God, it was like for a little while, it was a very tense standoff where her food bowl had a little pile of food on it, but it was all dry dog food. And this dog, who had been happily eating that food until this point, was like, no, thank you. I am prepared to die.
I went on a food strike.
Yeah, I know. It was wild. And then my mom gave in. It was great.
Yeah.
That dog won.
Oh, my God.
Did that dog get leftovers all the time?
Yeah, from that point forwards.
That's unreal. But why not? Like, I mean,
if you have a dog, you should not have let them listen to that part. They'll get ideas.
But what's so bad about giving your dog leftovers, right? Like, they're only going to live like 10, 15 years anyway. May as well give them a bit of steak.
What
give
if
them
they
a good
only
life.
Live 5 or 6 years? Then?
No, okay, I do.
Okay, well, how's this? Would you, either the choice.
Yeah.
Are you about to make a comparison that's really easy to compare to smoking and drinking?
No, no. How about you listen to me?
Yeah, okay, I'm listening.
Would you rather live to 90 and you could only eat Kellogg's cornflakes, like really boring cereal and milk. It's all you could eat every meal.
Mm-hmm.
Or you live to 70, but you can eat whatever you want and also drink and smoke as much as you want without any ill health effects, but you get murdered at 70. What would you choose? Because I'm going 70
murdered?
Either way.
Well, can I be murdered
What do you mean
sleep?
You're going 70 either way?
In this, not either way.
Oh yeah, I picked the 90 one, but I'm going to die at 70 anyway.
I mean, easily I will choose. I live to 70, eat a bunch of crazy stuff, and then get shot in the head by a guy in a balaclava who breaks into my room, and it's very scary. That's the choice.
What, you want to die in fear? Animals eat your body.
That's the hypothetical, okay? That's
fear
what it is.
Hormones are
I don't make the rules,
blood.
Okay? That's just how it is.
Yeah, animals don't like fear hormones. That's why they don't hunt.
No, but what would you choose? Would you rather live an extra 20 years and eat nothing but boring stuff? Or would you rather have cool stuff and delicious
stuff?
Do I have all the other disadvantages that comes with only ever eating Special K?
You don't get scurvy.
Shit myself a lot.
Or is this like you eat Special K, but it is the perfect chow for you?
Exactly. Like you get everything you need. You get everything you need, vitamin wise, mineral wise. You got it all. You don't have any deficiencies, but it's just so bland and boring.
I reckon I'd give the Special K diet a go.
You can't give it a go. You have to choose right now.
No, but if I start,
you can't stop.
It seems like a decent way to get fit and then also not have to pay a lot for food.
Mm.
I think I'd take it for those reasons.
Yeah. I'm sure it would hit a point of me being like, nah. And I'd
take
start,
the 20-year hit.
Yeah, take the 20-year hit. Like, but I'd give it a go
20,
first
those 20
because
years,
that's convenient.
They're not your best years, right? 70 to 90, you're not doing much, right? Like, it's fun. Because they're your twilight years, and you get to hang out and play bingo and like just chill.
There are plenty of people who live full lives between 70 and 90.
That's true, actually. Yeah, it's not that old, really.
It's really not. Mm. No,
I mean it is quite old, but
I feel like old is at like 90, like mid 80s to 90. That's where you start getting old.
That's old, yeah.
Like that's when your body starts really
decomposing.
Maybe 70 to 90 maybe is the best period of your life because you got no pressure. You've already done all the work. You retired.
Well, for people born in the 1930s.
Yeah, right. We're never going to be able to retire.
We'll
be podcast until the day we die.
Ten years from now. here's a question we post on one of the podcasts. I can't remember which one. Are you quitting or are you dying in this field?
Oh, I'll die.
Poor fuck.
That's in the field, question. I'll die.
You aging out or you quitting?
I don't want to find out.
Well, you're going to.
That's a good question for the listeners at home. Have a think about what you're doing now. Yeah. Are you quitting or are you dying?
Well, you can also retire, which I think is neither. I guess it kind of counts as
aging
quitting.
Aging out, sorry, aging out.
I think retire, quit, or die doing it. That's your three options.
Yeah. Surely quit and retire is basically the same question, though. Well, no. You're not really asking.
Because quitting makes it sound like you're quitting because you don't like it anymore.
Yeah,
retiring,
that's what I'm asking. Okay. Are you doing this until you can't anymore? Is this your one job forever, or are you quitting?
I think the way things have been going thus far, I will probably die in this job. I can't imagine I'm going to get enough savings by the time I reach 60, whatever it is.
Yeah.
66 or 67.
Yeah. It'll be higher when we get there.
Sorry?
We'll be 75 by the time we get to retirement age. Hey, do you reckon we'll get to a place where every single year the retirement age rises by 1 year and we'll just be stuck?
Yeah, I think that'll happen.
Don't
Although,
even joke.
If you don't have to stress about it, because climate change will come to get us before we get to that age. So we don't have to worry about it. We'll be dead from floods or fires. Guys, it'll be fine.
Well, I think what they sometimes do, though, is they up the retirement age, but then they only apply it from people a certain time onwards. So it might be like, oh, the retirement age is 75. Unless you were born in the 90s, in which case it's still 65 or whatever.
Those bastards. Or is that good? I don't know.
It'd be nice to hit retirement age because then you know.
You get a pension, right?
Yeah, you get $0.30 a day?
Oh, my God.
They're phasing pension sort of stuff out.
Of course they are. Why would they keep that?
Why would they keep that?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
You've got an aging population, and all those old people need another house.
Yeah.
Speaking of aging population... Do you know that people use snail mucus in skincare at the moment?
Ooh,
this is
great segue.
A cool recent history.
Can we guess? Which one? Like what skincare? Oh, wait, it's just skincare generally.
Yeah, what are you guessing? Which you said the whole thing.
I want to know if it's like...
So, it's snail mucin or mucin. I don't really know how to pronounce it. Maybe
surely mucin,
it
right?
Mucin,
it's mucus.
Sure. Yeah. So, it's the stuff that comes out of the snail. So, it's made up of properties like glycoproteins, hyaluronic acid, and glycolic acid. Hyaluronic acid and glycolic acid are in heaps of skincare. They're like good ingredients. I don't know what a glycoprotein is, but protein.
So, they're common ingredients protein. For skin stuff.
Yeah, they're already common ingredients. So they're like, hey, the snail's just shitting this out.
Yeah. So, for the treatment, do you lie on the ground and let snails crawl over your face?
No, they harvest the mucin from snails.
That's disappointing.
We have moved beyond just eating the bark of tree.
Yeah.
We can harness that now.
But I kind of would like it. I don't know if they got animals back in the mix. You know how they used to put leeches on you to fix all the stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, like, that was a treatment.
Yeah.
You know how they used to carve a hole in the back of your head to let all the bad blood out?
Oh, yeah. The ghosts. They put a hole in your head so the ghost had a chance to get out.
Yeah, or the bad blood. If it's an imbalance of the humors, yeah.
Then it would probably work. They did it for so long.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, sure.
Leeches and there's a name
they
for
still
it.
When use you... leeches sometimes.
Yeah, I was
no,
about
they
to say.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For what?
There are medical uses. Anyway, the point I was going to say.
I know. What are they?
That's well, I think it's too much blood, right?
No, you can't have too much blood.
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Oh, yeah. You can have too much anything.
But what? I don't think too much blood is a real problem.
Right. Well, that's the problem they solve, right?
Well, I don't know. Is it? That's what we're asking.
Sorry, I've just tried to Google search this, and the suggested question is, do leeches do anything good?
But there are still reasons, maybe not necessarily to use leeches, but there are still reasons to medically bleed someone, and there are still reasons to medically punch a hole in someone's, not punch a hole, but put a hole.
Punch a hole in someone's head?
Yeah.
No, I found it.
Oh, there you go.
Under the headline, do leeches do anything good? Thanks, Google. So, they are often used to revive delicate veins and improve blood flow following a skin tissue reattachment procedure because they produce anticoagulant.
So, they do still have uses,
I suppose.
But we don't use them as much as we used to because a lot of the things that we used to use them for, we now realize
are real issues.
Yeah.
You don't have to suck the ghosts out of someone's veins anymore.
Oh, this is just a condition that you, not a condition, but this is just something that you could see a psychiatrist about. Yeah. We don't need leeches for this anymore.
The amount they charge, you're still using a leech. Oh! Genuinely, I think psychology is really useful.
Yeah.
I recommend anyone would see one. I've just found that maggots are still used sometimes.
Yeah, they eat all the, because they only eat dead skin. They don't eat alive skin. So they whack a whole bunch of maggots on there.
They eat ulcers.
And after like, I think motorcycle accidents, when you get like gravel rash and stuff where it's like really hard to, you know, because it's all messed up in a weird way.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of maggots in there, clean it right up.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Maggots rule. Maggots are underrated.
Imagine, I love that. Because then you both help each other. They're hungry.
Yeah.
I'm sick.
I wonder what they'd do. They'd probably kill them afterwards, right?
That would be weird.
Why would they?
Surely it counts as medical waste, right?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think they would just like put him, scrape him into a tube, send him to be incinerated. I don't think they
send
get a chance
to your friend who burns livers.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't think they get a chance to become flies.
Who's to say?
Well, me, I'm saying it.
Oh, okay.
I'm right. Okay, I'm right.
Okay.
Do you want to need some snail facts?
Yeah,
I'd love some snail facts.
Okay, in one guess, you get one guess each.
Sure.
Yeah.
How many feet do you think snails have?
One.
Guess.
None. Actually, no. 150.
Good guess.
Good guess. Annoyingly, Adam got it right. It's one.
Yes! they are one big foot?
They have one big foot.
Yeah.
But foot is in quotation marks when it's they have one big foot in quotes. I thought that was a bit of fun.
And quiz
I
had me a... again, quiz master.
Okay. How many lungs does a snail have?
Oh, no.
Five.
Six.
It was one again.
Oh!
Why did you say lungs?
Well, how many lungs do they have?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I kind suppose if you said giveaway. How many lungs does snail have?
Yeah. Pretty dead giveaway there.
I had a big list of snail facts and they're all really boring.
Yeah.
Have you seen snails mating?
Oh, actually, here's another one. Okay, how long do you think snails live for in the wild on average?
Is it
days?
One?
One. They live for one. You reckon 7 days, Cass?
No, 3 months.
3 months.
I'm guessing, I reckon they're a really long-lived uh-huh. creature. I reckon, I'm going to guess, maybe like human-esque, like 80 years.
No, you're both ridiculous.
Ah.
2 to 5 years. But sometimes they live for 10 to 15 in captivity, which is funny because who's keeping snails in captivity? That's such a
People
weird thing.
People harvesting them for their
mucus.
Oh, yeah,
mucus.
I guess you're right. Although yeah. I don't know if they would live that long. I think they have a very stressful life.
Yeah, probably.
Getting drained of mucus all the time.
You ever seen those giant snails?
From Africa?
They're
cool.
The ones that our ancestors. Oh, wait, did they live at the same time as humans?
They're still alive now. Oh, what? How giant are we talking about?
I'm talking about like massive, like big enough to
ride?
Yeah. Although maybe I'm imagining that. Maybe they're only as big as what you're saying.
Well, there's an African snail that's like as big as this. Mm. Like what's this? The size of a banh mi, I reckon.
Oh, that's sure. a big like banh mi.
It's a thick banh mi.
But it's not as big as a Subway sub.
No.
Like a hot dog, about hot dog size.
Yeah, but thicker. In length, but like tall as well.
I'm thinking like half American hot
half
dog.
Half a hot dog tall, a hot dog wide.
Sure.
That's what I'll say. They're still alive. I just want to buy one and have it as a pet.
Did you hear about the snail like enclosure they found in France? It's like 10,000. It's from 10,000 years ago or something.
Oh,
full
cool.
of shells. And...
They found, obviously, they really only found the shells and then basic evidence, but they found like a pen-esque sort of thing in a cave that snails were being kept in and then presumably either, probably for food, but maybe also as pets. Because they're really easy to, snail is not getting away.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to, not necessarily domesticate them, but certainly like keep them.
And they reproduce by themselves, I think. Oh no, they don't reproduce, but any snail can mate with any snail.
Have you seen their mating process?
Yeah, they'll get all foamy. It's yuck.
I remember picking snails up when I was younger because they were stuck together, trying to pull them apart, and they were connected by these long white strands that went from each other into each other. And I was like,
yuck.
I was very young, so I didn't know what was happening. So I kept trying to pull them apart, and I couldn't, which now I think about it, probably horrible for the snails. But I had no idea what was going on, and there was no logical reason that was happening. And I was like, Mom, look. She's like, put them down.
Yeah, they're having private adult snail time. Hey, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Adam.
Adam, you're on D&D is for Nerds. New season out? Coming
at
out?
At some point, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So keep your ears
Presumably
peeled.
Presumably there will be, yeah. I can't imagine we're stopping anytime soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Can you give us a preview or not?
I can. Hang on. No, wait, I can't. There's no dice here. I was just going to roll a dice. Just imagine, just wherever you are right now, find a dice. There's probably one nearby. Just roll it. That's basically your preview right there.
How enthralling. I can't wait to listen to it. Retro Archetype on Twitch and Twitter as well.
And Instagram.
What else? That's it, probably.
That's it, yeah.
Is that it?
Don't hit me up on anything else. I'm not there.
That's it. You're on Letterboxd?
Oh, Vero.
What's
I'm
Vero?
Also at Retro Archetype on Vero. Remember Vero?
No.
It was like an Instagram
God.
Competitor.
They tried to, yeah.
Yeah. I think
what's your PayPal? How can people send you money?
Yeah, what's your email address and home address?
My email address is hiphophippo@hotmail.com.
Is that true?
No, but if I ever needed to give a fake email address, I would always give that one.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's funny because that's almost certainly someone's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's been getting all of my ad content.
Yeah.
Whatever newsletters I'm signing up for.
Why would you sign up to newsletters?
Well, you sign up to a website and there's like a little tick box or whatever.
And you tick the newsletter, please.
Yeah, well, yeah. I wouldn't untick it, I guess, because I wouldn't care.
Because you're like, well, I'm not hip hop hippo.
That ain't me.
I used to work in, I'll end the episode in a second. I know this is supposed to be it, but I used to work at a call center.
Yeah.
Flex.
Yeah, it was pretty
brag
cool.
Brag much.
But Name we drop. Had like people's accounts and had to email them. So I got to see everyone's horrible email accounts. And my favorite one was Lil Bitch 69.
That's your boxing.
And it's so good. I didn't say at what. And also, it wasn't exactly that. There were some underscores and some misspellings. Okay. So I'm not actually doxing them. But like that just seriously is like, all right, how do you want your receipt sent to you? Yep, just my email. And what's that? Lil Bitch 69.
Was that something that they spoke to you over the phone about? Yep. Or was that, okay, cool.
I think it's good because I've had jobs where I have
they're always complaining too, and then they have a horrible email. Just like, you know what? I win this interaction.
It's good. I've had the experience where you have to take people's email addresses down, and I found that a cool technique that sometimes people use if they've got an embarrassing email address is they won't give you the words that make it up. They'll give you the letters.
Yeah.
So you will watch the words form on the screen. And another technique. If you're a little bitch, you'd be like LILBITCH69.
Yeah. It's like,
and you'd be like, and that. Okay.
Little bitch. Okay. Well, bye.